Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $202 on this Monday morning. The question is, under 20% of people actually do this. That is the impossible question. We have Laura on the line. Laura, what do you think 20% of people actually do?
Pay cash for services or goods?
Pay cash.
Instead of everyone being doing Apple Pay these days, that it's finally now down to like under 20% are actually paying cash.
By the way, I recently started Apple Pay. It's the greatest thing ever.
That's why people do it, because it is the greatest thing. I've had a couple years now. It's amazing.
I was like I don't know that, you know, getting scammed and all that. I don't know if I want to do this. It's so easy, and I feel like it's less like now, especially at the gas stations where they put those skimmers on there.
And they say pay in cash, so you actually know that you're not spending as much money on these Apple Pay and these cards. You're just like, oh, it's not really money to you because you're not
you don't have the actual
money.
Cash.
Yes.
Yeah, but nobody take. There are places that don't even accept cash anymore.
Kind of crazy.
Laura, sorry, that is not the correct answer.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Keep thinking and keep trying.
Yes. I actually do like paying in cash because of that, because it makes me think, okay, wait a minute. This is a lot of money. If I just use my card, then I just forget about it. I think, oh, I didn't pay that much.
I think I'm kind of past that. Like now,
really?
I'll know. Like, you would have had a heart attack this morning, Bobby. I got in my car. I thought I had filled my car up over the weekend with gas, and I didn't. And I had 13 miles left. I think it's like 10 miles to get here.
Yeah. And you drove here without getting
No. I had to pull off and go to a gas station. Remember, I told you last time I did this.
Yes.
I know where there's a gas station
right off there.
So I get off real quick and I fill up. But like, and I did use Apple Pay, but that was $75 to fill up my tank. I feel like I'm conscious of it now. I think I get what you're saying about the cash, but I think that I've kind of like
pivoted. Yes.
Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is? For $202 this morning, under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? If you get it correct, we'll give you the money. Betty, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
Pushing the button to close the elevator door when you see somebody running for it.
Which Bobby has admitted he's done before.
Bobby totally does this.
I totally did it before, Betty. And it's not the nicest thing to do.
No, it's terrible. If I do it, I at least like pretend. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well,
the door's
I pretend. I'm like, oh my gosh, I hit the wrong one. Oh, so sorry.
Betty, good guess, but that is not correct.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Jim?
I'm going to say cheat at board games.
Under 20% of people cheat at board games. I think about 99.9% of people cheat at board games.
Yeah, me too.
This one's I play with.
Sorry, Jim.
Okay, I would never cheat.
Oh, well, you're really? You're that 0.001%, Jim. That's you right there. Yep.
Have a great day.
Have a great day,
you
Jim.
Too.
So many people cheat on board games that they made a Monopoly Cheaters Edition.
They did?
Yes. So the point is to cheat and try to get away with it. Yeah. Yeah. I bought it for my son.
Isn't that life?
My son was so terrible at board games, cheating at board games, that I bought him the Monopoly Cheaters Edition. Yes. All right. Let's go to Kim. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say call out sick when they're not sick.
Oh, call out sick when they're not sick. Under 20%?
Yeah, I was going to say,
I thought about doing it today. Not for here, for my other one.
Oh, your other one. Okay. Well, now you can't. You just said it live on the air.
I know. It's because I made the decision earlier that I was going to.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Kim, I think it's a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, Kim has got to be.
Yeah. But you would never do that, Kim, right? Never. Never.
Never. Oh, gosh. No, never.
Never, of course.
Have a great day.
You got it. Bye.
I will say, if that were the case, I'm in that. I don't think I've ever called out and not actually been ill.
Been sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to think about it. I might have, but I can't. I'm pretty honest, too. I'm pretty much like, no, just take the day. Because if I'm going to a game, you guys already know I'm not coming in the next day.
Well, and this stemmed from when I was a kid. My mom used to say to me all the time, she'd be like, oh, just stay home. We'll go shopping. We'll go get ice cream. And I would be so petrified to stay home that somebody would see me if I went out. That I never, what? If I wasn't sick,
oh, really?
I never, no, I would wow. not take off school. And if I ever did, if I had like a cold but wasn't like, you know, super sick, my mom would be like, come on, well, let's go get ice cream.
So your mom was playing the Monopoly yes! Cheaters edition yes! of life all the time, and yes! you were not.
No, I wow. couldn't do it. I could not wow. do it. I know.
The honest one on the show right here, Kathy Romano.
The things you'll learn about us if you listen yep. to the Kathy Romano
my
show.
My goodness. All right, yeah, don't get on the elevator with me.
Yeah. He'll just shut the doors right in your face.
Sorry.
Okay. Was that Bobby?
Yeah, he's such a nice face. But inside, nope.
We're going to do this. We're going to do the question again at 9:10. We've got $202 this morning. So think about those answers and call us again at 9:10.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Under 20% of people actually do this. That's the impossible question. What is it for $202? Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, good morning. I'm going to say read the last page of a book first.
Oh. What are you, a psychopath? Who does that?
Who does that?
Yes, I think so, too. But I also don't cheat on board games, so oh. I don't know. I'm living in an alternate universe here. So.
Wait, but
well,
Cindy,
on the show, yes, we all hear cheat on the board games. So.
Cindy, do you read the last page of a book?
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, all right. Okay. No. I would never do that. Yes. I'm reading a book right now, and there was like a pivotal part in it, and like I had to force myself not to like allow my eyes to scroll
to go down
to see what would happen. Yeah, I was like, nope, stay on the line that you're on.
There you go.
Know.
See that?
Those people would be, I guess, lame in our book, but
there'd be more psychopaths than lame.
Yep.
Sorry, Cindy.
All right. Enjoy the great weather. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it for $202?
And they're lame.
Impossible question this morning on the Kathy Romano Show. For $202, under 20% of people actually do this. Pam, what do you think it is?
Allow people to merge into traffic.
So only 20% of people are allowing others to merge?
I believe that.
Yeah, it's a lot lower in the city of Philadelphia, I believe. Because you try to merge on anything, no one lets you in.
It drives me nuts. There's a couple of places where a lane ends and you have to merge, and I just don't understand the people that don't let you in. Like,
he's right here. His name is Brett. It's Brett.
My name is Brett Shane, and I don't let you in because 90% of these people know the roads around here, and you know that you should have merged a mile back. It is not my fault you didn't do it on time, Kathy.
Wait, I'm confused. Whoa.
The zipper applies to where zippers do.
So you think that
if a lane ends, that no, you should have been over.
I think he's talking about like construction where they say left lane ends, get over, and people wait to the last second and
okay,
then get over.
That's a different story. So here's a perfect example. If you get onto the Schuylkill Expressway at Belmont,
there's
right?
There's no room. You're like, there, get right on.
You have to merge in. There's nothing else you can do.
Get on at City Ave.
Yeah, I know. Like, no,
that's,
sorry.
That's where I don't let people in. City Ave is my nightmare. And the exit right after, sometimes the people in the left lane, they will get, there's right after City Ave, there's that really long entrance ramp. They will get out of the left lane that they were driving in and drive alongside the entrance ramp. No. I will purposefully drive into the entrance ramp and then go with the pace of traffic. You're going to sit behind me. I've done it before and I'll do it again.
No, I will crash into your car. Listen, I drive a 2017. I don't care if you hit me.
Mine's a 2010.
I don't care.
Okay, I must be the most polite person in the room here on the road. I will let you in because I don't want to cause any issues
as
or
you
traffic.
Should.
I'll just get in. Go ahead and get in. It's okay. You know, you might have something going on in your life that I don't know about that maybe is bothering you. So just let you in.
Brett and I are going to have bumper cars on the
And by the way,
today.
Pam, for this entire talk, thank you for standing by. I hate to say
yeah,
this, but
sorry, Pam.
It's not correct.
I'm a loser.
Pam, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
We just had a full-on argument.
Full-on argument.
Forgot Pam was on the
line. Pam's like, I have to go to work, guys.
I know. Sorry, Pam. Okay, let's go to Linda. Let's see what she she's going to cause here on the show this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I think they don't wash their hands after using a public bathroom.
Okay, hold on. I need to get a fan to fan Bobby. Does somebody have a Valium? I need to calm him down.
Linda, I've said this many times. The day I announce my retirement here at Odyssey and B101, I'm going to name names because I have been in the men's room here, and there are people who are well-known names that I will be naming because they do not wash their hands after using the bathroom.
And here's the thing about a morning show. What's said in the studio off air stays in the studio. We know those names.
Yeah.
We know those people.
It's going to be a good one. Linda, it is gross that people do not wash their hands because I've seen it so many times. It is not the answer, though.
Okay, thank you. Still will listen. Love you guys.
Oh,
have a great day.
Thank you, Linda. Have a great day.
I know Linda's got clean hands. I can tell.
Yeah, listen, I wash my hands every single time. There's no excuse not to.
No excuse.
But listen, all I have to say to you, Bobby, is at least nobody's eating in the men's
room. Oh, that's a whole other story for another day.
Total different story for another day. Let's go to Shauna. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I would say they eat their coworkers' food when no one else is looking.
Are you stealing it from the bathroom, Kathy?
I have never. I don't think I've never eaten a coworker's.
No, I've never done it.
Me
either. Okay, good, Shauna. You're good too. Brett, have you ever opened up the refrigerator and saw like, oh look, there's Bobby's lunch. I'm hungry.
I thought Kathy's egg looks appetizing before, but.
But you wouldn't crack
it and
eat it?
I've never cracked it.
Shauna, great guess, but not the correct answer.
But those
all
people,
right,
they would be lame. So I like where you're thinking. They would be lame people. You're right.
Have a good one.
You too. Have a great day. First radio station I worked for, there was like a scandal around a peach. Somebody took a peach out of the refrigerator. All company-wide email went out. I mean, they like
millions of peaches
searched.
Peaches for free.
Yeah, for the person that ate this peach. And I had been there like maybe 3 weeks. And I was like, it was like a big thing. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
So I think that taught me. I was like, I'm never touching anyone's food.
All over a peach.
$303 tomorrow morning. Under 20% of people actually do this. We'll do it at 7:10 and 9:10. Now, don't go anywhere because we have a family 4-pack of Storybook Land tickets to give away. We need proof that you're listening, though. We have a question for you. If you get this answer correct, we'll give you the 4-pack of Storybook Land tickets located in Egg Harbor Township. What is the meaning of life? That's the question.
What
is the meaning of life? If you were listening, you know.
Okay.
888-333-B101.
Yep. Call us now. 888-333-B101. What is the meaning of life?
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.